All right, Randy is here. We're doing this because Randy's walking away from Care 11 after a remarkable career. His final newscast is Friday at 6. We've covered a lot of topics, a lot of texts coming in. Let's take one call. Paul is called in. Paul, I'm glad you're listening. Go ahead. You're on WCCO Radio.
Who is this guy, this Randy guy?
Oh, my God.
That didn't take you long.
No, God. He can't fool me.
Why are you wasting time?
You trying to do Sid, are you?
Yeah.
Because if you're trying to do Sid, that's a poor Sid.
Yeah. Well, most of them were poor.
It wasn't a Sid. Yeah. It wasn't a Sid. Yeah.
Of course, this is Paul Majors checking in to talk with Randy, and we appreciate you calling in. Okay, give me, Paul, your first memory of this guy. Did you call him Jethro? No.
Call me Henry Cornstalk.
Henry. I knew it was something.
Henry Cornstalk.
Okay.
Basically, I called him Hog Donk.
Yeah, that's true. You called me that, too.
Yeah, but mostly Henry Cornstalk or just Henry. I often just refer to Randy as Henry, and people didn't know who I was talking about.
That is true.
My first memory was Gannett flew me to Minneapolis from San Diego, and I went to the station, which they were remodeling at the time. There was virtually nobody there because it was a Saturday morning. But I went back by the sports office, and I met Randy that day. Really didn't make an impression upon me, and I didn't think he'd be there when I finally got there. I thought, I'm sure they're going to, after watching him that weekend, I thought, I'm sure they're going to get rid of this guy.
Is this the temp? You know, I mean, auditions?
Yeah, really?
Oh, my God.
I looked and I thought, God, this job's going to be easy.
Oh, man.
Here's one of my favorite stories, though, Chad. So, Randy, you know, I love Randy. I'll say that out loud. I'll say it in front of anybody. I do. I love and respect Randy. And, you know, you meet people in this business that you know can handle situations. So you know you can have a bit of fun with them and maybe even, you know, test them a bit. So the first time Randy was anchoring sports with me sitting out of the set, not the first time, but maybe after a week or two when he got the job. You know, the guy, no one is more prepared than Randy Shaver. Now, I always said he's the hardest working man in broadcast TV. He's the James Brown broadcast television. And he, you know, he's got everything ready to go. It's boom, everything's buttoned down. The T's are crossed, the I's are dotted. He sits down this one day. So I look at the top of his lead story, which I can just glance down and quickly read. You know, it's a paragraph. And it might have been something. So here's what it is. We come out on a two shot, and his script says, leave it to Kirby Puckett. 4-for-4 with a walk-off homer to move the Twins into first place. That's his lead sentence, right?
Yeah,
so
sure.
We come out on a two-shot, and I go, God, Kirby Puckett, 4-for-4, and he hit a walk-off dinger, and the Twins are in first place now. And he's just staring at me. He's just staring. He can't laugh, because, you know, it wouldn't make any sense. He's just staring at me, and has a half smile, and he's just looking at me with those eyes, are just penetrating my eyes, and he just looks at me and says, that's right, Paul.
You did that to me multiple times, but the one thing that you used to try to do to me is that when I was doing the sportscast, you would reach over and, like, squeeze my leg or do something with my leg to try to get me to crack up, and it would take all of my strength not to do that. You were always picking on me, always.
Well, it was fun.
It was fun.
Well, that's the thing, Paul, that we've talked about so many times when you've had your other stops, and, you know, when you came back last year, and when we've talked so many times over the years, just the fun and the people that drew you to Care 11. I know Randy feels the same way. So both you guys, just talk about the friendship, and you're covering very serious stories, but there's so much time in the day to have fun, become friends, and how it makes you look forward to going to work.
Well,
it does. My wife always said, yeah, he goes to work to have fun. And that was true. It was a fun place to go to. You know, Randy pointed out, I was listening earlier, Randy talked about working nights, and I couldn't agree with more, Shave. You get your nights back, it changes your life.
Yeah.
It really does. It changes your life in a dramatic way. I can't underscore that enough. But My wife one time complained on a holiday. It was like Thanksgiving. We're eating Thanksgiving dinner at 10 a.m., and I've got a bunch of people from work typically who didn't have family in the area. They were at the house, too. We're done eating at 11:30 or noon so we all get to work. And one day we're all done, and I'm helping clean up. People are gone. Now I'm going to work. My wife said, you know, it's Thanksgiving. I go, yeah. And she goes, could you just not be so happy about going to work on a holiday? I'm like Randy. Randy, I know, loved it. I loved it. It was a remarkable environment.
Well, here's the thing, though. Paul was the person, I've often said this, he was the sun and we were the planets. You know, I mean, we all revolved around him, and he is the one that brought everybody together on the same, you know, level. He was the guy that orchestrated a lot of that fun, mm-hmm. right? But he did it in a way that included everybody. And that, one of the secrets for me, as I look back on the success of CARE in that time period, yes, we were really good on the air. There's no doubt that we had great journalists and did great work. But it was what Paul did behind the scenes to get everybody on the same page, everybody to love not only their job, but just love being with each other. And that's what showed on the air. That's what, if you do research on CARE, the one thing that always shows up in the research is they're real, they like each other, and it shows. And that started with him.
Knowing you well, Paul, that is who you are as a person. But there are people who sometimes are that way in their personal life, and they don't want to be that person at work. Why did you feel like it was so important to be that way and to kind of build that camaraderie, and how essential was Randy to all of that?
Well, and I think Randy would agree with me, Dave. You can't go on the air and be somebody you're not.
Well, we know that.
Find that out very, very quick, very quickly. Yeah, it just doesn't work.
Right.
So you got to be honest. And the only way to be honest is be yourself.
Yep.
So, not that subtle, but
yeah, it doesn't sound difficult, but for some people it is. For some people,
right.
they can't be themselves. Yeah. And
I'll tell you something right now, though, Randy. I'll tell you something that still bothers me. Before this interview with Chad ends, we are going to find out what chaff means.
Oh my God!
You want to explain that? You want to explain that to Chad?
Well,
and the listeners.
So CHOF was Christ's Household of Faith.
Okay.
And when we did the prep show one night, TR didn't know what that meant, and so in the body of the show, he said that. Now infamous line that Paul and I like to say back and forth to each other. Before the night is over, we will know what chaff means. because he didn't know what it meant. And I did, and unfortunately I don't think I laid it out for him specifically.
No, you didn't. No, you looked over at me and I slapped my forehead. So whenever Randy and I had and the listeners who are out there, whenever we were in a situation where we momentarily, which happened a lot, didn't understand what was going on, we would use that line.
That's really good.
Oh, man.
Okay, so let's go back to what you said earlier about getting your nights back, right? When you walked away, we talked a bunch, and I would ask you, do you miss it? And you're like, no. Mm-mm. Do you think this
Not
guy,
for a minute.
Do you think, knowing him as well as you know him, do you think he's going to miss it?
Well, I can't answer for Randy. I mean, he's going to have to find out for himself, but I believe in his convictions and what he said to you earlier on this interview. And knowing Randy, when Randy sets his mind to something, consider it a done deal. He and I are built differently. Factory work setting is don't work. Randy's factory work setting is do some work that you're enjoying. I haven't missed it for 1 minute, Chad. And I've said that before. Randy talked about going to bed one night at 9:15. Hey, Shave, the longer you're retired, we eat dinner at 3 in the afternoon. We're in bed at 6:50.
Yeah. I have found that out.
What's coming up?
I have found that out at a few visits where we're the same place, and you're like,
oh my God.
Yeah, can we meet at 4:30 a.m.? I'm like, no, we're not meeting at 4:30 a.m.
So, Chad, I went out to interview Paul in August of last year for the 75th anniversary of CARE, right?
Yeah, right.
And so I think when we got done with the interview and we were shooting the breeze, Paul and I, and Paul said, let me give you a piece of advice about retirement, because he knew it was coming for me in a year. And I go, what's that? He goes, never wash both cars in one day. And I said, I looked at him kind of like, what does that mean? He goes, leave yourself something to do tomorrow.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Oh, man.
All right, so we're going to let you go. Thank you so much,
Paulie,
for calling
I love you,
in.
Paulie. Thank you.
All right. Hey, Shave, congratulations. You know I love you. And in all sincerity, you did the job well, very, very well, and you'd be proud of what's this chapter in your life that's coming to a close.
I appreciate that. Thank you, bud.
Paul Majors checking in here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.